We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're talking today with Riley County and Blue Valley Schools Superintendents Cliff Williams, USD 378, and John Cox over at USD 384. And we do this every Wednesday. Usually we have someone from our local school districts on the Wednesday programs, and this is our monthly feature for them. We're going to talk about some other news going on in each district. We'll start with Cliff. I know you've got some 2022-23 preparation going on at the moment.
Yeah, Brandon, we kicked that off last month at the board meeting. They did approve next year's calendar, and for our parents, they can find that on our website. I know many are already trying to plan things over the summer and want to know when those dates we will start off, so encourage them to go to that location. We have some retirements, so we are trying to fill some teaching positions and looking at one of our sites that most districts share. There's a lot of competition out there. We are trying to fill high school ELA, Spanish that John and I share together, and business. We've got a first grade teaching opening as well, and I even had a retirement here in central office. So we're trying to fill those positions, so that's all part of the process of trying to reload for the next day or the next year. We're working on summer projects. Summer will be here before we know it. Encourage families that have an eighth grader or a freshman to be thinking about driver's education. We'll start that at the end of May, and we will be having some correspondence going out. So we are trying to get ready for the new year already.
And driver's ed, you said eighth grade or ninth grade, is that right?
Yes.
I have a daughter going into sixth grade. That makes me feel I'm starting to get old. So, oh my goodness. Well, that's exciting that's already underway for planning here. You're also finalizing some bond stuff.
Yeah, we are just today we are announcing that we're seeking bids to work on the parking lot up at the high school and all the driveways that go around, and we'll be trying to act on that at the February board meeting. We also have just started putting in some cabinets and shelving in our high school art room and getting it up to speed, and that should be wrapping up our bond project. So we were able to get a little bit more than what we thought, and so we're hoping for some good competitive bids in the concrete replacement. So it'll be exciting to see if we can get all that done.
And would that wrap you up there on the bond once that's complete?
It would, yeah. All so right. It's you know, it took a long time to kind of get there, and boy, it went by fast.
No kidding.
But the schools are amazing. Again, we continue to get visitors. We're so thankful for what they have done for us. It's made a huge difference, the learning environment. It's given us different opportunities with COVID. We've had a little more space to spread out and keep our social distancing. And so if patrons still would love to have a tour, and we encourage them to stop by the school and we can walk them through. Probably be after school hours, but we would encourage them if they'd like to take a tour, we would walk them through.
All right, very good. John, let's talk about some things you've got going on in your district.
Well, when we came back from break early January, we hit the floor running with two basketball games back to back, one on our in-service day, one on the next day, and we've been going ever since. This Friday, we are actually having our winter royalty game. We're playing Donovan West, which is always a tough battle for us. But coaches are confident that their kids are going to go out and compete and do very well. There is a dance to follow. So if your student is going to the dance, make sure you have all the proper forms filled out for attendance and such. And it's been really fun watching the kids dress up during Spirit Week. You know, when we have big games like that, the week prior is always filled with fun activities for the kids. And it's just fun to watch and see how they do things. Exciting time for McCormick Elementary School. Kansas birthday is coming up, and our kids and staff are going to celebrate Kansas Day early. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, 27th, staff have put together a fantastic program for them. They're going to bring in tractors and barnyard animals and have old time photos and kind of go through what it would have been like to be in school back in the 1800s when Kansas was first brought together here. I'm so proud of the leadership at McCormick and the staff for organizing this and putting it together so well on such a short notice. So congrats to you, and I look forward to seeing all of the fun things you guys are going to do. We've got parent-teacher conferences. They're coming up. It's hard to believe that we are almost done with January. So be on the lookout for information coming home from your teachers, whether in backpacks, folders, emails, text messages, whatever, however you use that information. Our conferences will be on February 14th and 17th from 4 to 8. What makes Valentine's better than taking your sweetheart to a parent-teacher conference? What's better than that? But that's really what we've got going on here in Blue Valley, and we're just excited to be in school, excited the kids are here, and excited for all of the things that we have going on.
All right. I might ask real quick, do you guys have any days off in February that people should take note of on the calendar?
February 21st is a scheduled professional development day. And if we have a snow day between here and there, that's also potentially a makeup day. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I'm knocking on the desk because we don't want snow days.
Yeah, I hear you there.
We're off the 21st as well, Brandon. It is a no school day for us. I'd like to add two local items if I can. I don't know if I'm quite as creative as John to talk about your sweethearts with a parent-teacher conference on that day, but I know we have a board meeting that day, but our conferences for the spring are February 14th and the 16th, and like John said, would strongly encourage everyone to make that, especially with a lot of the delays with the sickness and things, to make sure kids are on track. It's a nice early period in the 9 weeks, the semester, to make sure that you can get caught back up. We'd also like to congratulate, we have two of our seniors that have qualified for the 1-4A honor band. And our first is Brianne Meisner. She is a senior. She is going to be in the third chair for clarinet. And Ryan McClure is a senior, and he will be in the 12th chair for the trumpet. So we're very happy of this accomplishment for them, especially being seniors, and wish them the best of luck at state.
All right. Where does that take place at? Do you know?
I think that's at Wichita.
Okay. Cool. That's always exciting. And basketball, well, we'll be wrapping up basketball season pretty quick, won't we?
Yeah, we'll have sub-state basketball coming up. We have regional wrestling as well. We watched our wrestlers last night and kind of had a tough duel there with Marysville and Chapman, but our kids competed hard, and it was fun to watch them. Unfortunately, they had to miss a match with sickness going through the various teams as well, so it was good to see them back on the mat.
What about, John, I might ask you, what's the latest on the baseball program? I know you guys are working on developing that.
Yeah, we were able to hire a coach. We are in the initial phases of getting strong commitments from our players. On our initial pass-through, we had about 15 kids, 15 boys that wanted to play. We had about 12 girls that wanted to play softball. Once we've started this process in the springtime, we're still working towards having a softball team. But at the current time, we don't have the numbers to formulate a squad for softball. But we have 12 boys who are interested in playing baseball. So we're going to move forward. The Big Blue Dream Committee, one of our community groups that is working behind the scenes, they're doing a fabulous job to help us out and raise the money for getting us an updated ball field facility behind district office here. If you'd like to help them in any way, look them up on Facebook or give them a call at 785-293-3105 to learn more.
All right. That'll be cool to see. It's nice when the community comes together and does something like that. We'll be sure to check that out here going forward. I know as we get set here to close out, you guys had some other things you wanted to to get out there to the public real quick?
Well, I would just like to give a shout out to our staffs. You know, each and every one of them are doing a great job, going above and beyond what a teacher would normally be expected to do. You know, if we've learned one thing in the last 2 years, is that everything changes almost every day, and you have to be flexible and adapt. And our teachers have done a wonderful job balancing personal lives, balancing schoolwork, balancing all of the things that come with teaching. So they deserve far more than this shout out, but we are appreciative of all of the work that they are doing to keep our kids educated, to make sure that the gaps are filled and that the students know what they're supposed to know. So huge shout out. If you get a chance to send a note to your kids' teachers, please do so. Those things lift us up every time we get them. And they need support. We thank the community for the support that they have given, even though sometimes when decisions are made, we disagree. We're all in it together, working for the common goal of educating our kids.
All right. Very good.
I'd echo those words, Brandon, the very kind thoughts. And I would add in there, you know, the paras that are working just as hard with them, the cooks. I know many times we've had to go to paper plates because we didn't have enough staff. To be able to do the dishes, the double routes with bus drivers. John mentioned earlier, all of our principals, our nurses, our secretaries that have been helping with the testing, as well as the multiple calls with sick kids, our custodians that are cleaning and disinfecting and making sure that our buildings are healthy and ready to go. We can go on down the list, just really just top notch for our crews. We thank them so very much. Hang in there. This is going to be a long time, a year right now, from January till March, you know, and sometimes coming to work in the dark and leaving in the dark, you know, is not the most upbeat, but they continue to make things fun. And, you know, for instance, last Friday, our grade school jumped on the Chiefs bandwagon there, and everybody wore red, and it made it a lot of fun for school that day. And so, being a Chiefs fan, I want to cheer out for them this weekend as well. I hope we can continue to wear red for a few more weeks. So,
agreed. Absolutely. Cliff, did you want to say something else about the State Board of Education?
Yes. You know, earlier, Brandon, you brought up about the TEAL, which is the acronym that they use for allowing us to have some different type subs, and would just love to thank them for their solution mindset there, to give us the flexibility to bring in some other staff that normally we could not, to help us work through these tough times with the absences. We couldn't do it without their leadership, and I'm glad that you know, they're trying to be part of the solution.
All right. Well, Cliff, John, it's always good to talk to you here, and we'll get forward. We'll get ready to talk to you here next month, and hopefully things continue to improve.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, stay tuned. We'll have Jack Alston on next here. He's joining us from Pott County EcoDevo. Next on News Radio KMAN's In Focus.